The following recording was made during the Sacramento OA Bankathon on November 25th, 2021. The speaker is Donnelly B. from Sacramento.
Thank you so much. I am a compulsive overeater. My name's Donnelly. Hello, everyone. It's wonderful to see you. I have been healed from anorexia and saved from bulimia. And so I've been all over the map with this disease, and I'm extremely grateful to be here, extremely grateful for all the service people that help make this happen. So I pretty much did everything that the book talked about, except I didn't have my jaws wired shut and I didn't have lap band surgery, but I didn't grow up overweight as a child. My mom was a very frugal and non-eating person, and she just wasn't that interested in food, but she was a good basic cook, and she provided, snacks were apples, carrots, celery. Sorry, I'm mentioning food. And we were active, so I didn't have a weight problem. And then in my teens, I always say I was anorexic, aided by the use of drugs. And I'm not going to, go into any of that. I'm going to talk about food and my issue there. But people started saying, oh, you're too skinny. And I could not understand what they were saying. And I would look at myself and I would see fatter than I've ever been fat. And, and I was 5'9". I'm fairly medium to large boned, I think. And I was 120 pounds. And my size 7 was falling off of me, but I just could not understand what they were talking about. But when I hit my 30th birthday, I finally was like, I literally came to on my 30th birthday and I went, oh, I don't want to live the next 30 like I've lived this first 30. And I got blessed into our mothership program. And it took me some time to get started there, but I ended up in a home for hopeless alcoholics, and I was in this place for 90 days, 24/7 recovery. And it was there that when I stepped out of the shower, I was literally skin stretched over my skeleton. And I look like a survivor from Auschwitz, almost a healthy survivor, And I saw, and at that point, I began to, try to eat. I do not have the reading for the big book. I thought it was going to be posted, so I
Okay, I'm going to share my screen. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. When we go to read. So I forgot to bring my book. So I'll read that right now. And the thing is from program, I've been given an attitude of gratitude, but I love the vision for you. It says, I started, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask them in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the person, who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with God is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself as you understand God. Admit your faults to God and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. And may God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for sharing that on the screen. I did learn that was my first 12-step program. And so I began to learn to eat. I would take a bite and be so full and bleh. And it took years for me to get to a normal weight. And then I discovered that food helped calm my nerves, especially a particular substance. And I began to just overeat, you know, because it calmed me. It took the edge off. And so I always say I got fat in my 40s. So it took about 10 years and I gained 60, 70 pounds after a healthy weight. So here I have a picture of, I think because I have that background, I'm gonna get rid of it for a minute here and show. Here's when I was at a year off of being anorexic. I was still pretty darn skinny and my skeleton was still poking out. So again, I found that food was just wonderful for calming and numbing, and I put the weight on. I tried many different things, as we do, to, you know, go on some diets, eat, you know, and we know the story. And I, again, I ate too hot food, raw food, you know, frozen food. It just, so I got blessed. I went to OA a couple of decades ago, and I'm loving that I see several people when my first time in OA. It's like, man, I wish I could have stayed, but I got blessed with abstinence. It took several years of coming. I'm just really slow. It took several years and I went to meetings and I got, you know, I get a sponsor, I worked the steps. And, finally I got blessed with abstinence and I released 80 pounds and, I think I have a picture. I'm not sure if it shows clearly, but if it works, 80 pounds released. And I was just blessed. I had no food cravings, no food issues. I had my food that I planned and prepared. And when I got hungry, I would package them. I could cook about every 3 to 4 days or prepare food and then pull something out, eat it. It was nutritious and delicious. And I was satisfied and it was really awesome until one day I thought I could control a piece of this substance. I call it my heroin. And boom. I gained 90 pounds over the next, and I was out for about 10 years and I got to come back. I'm just so grateful I got to come back. So here's a picture of me, October 2017. This is at 264 pounds. I got to a top known weight of 275 and, I don't know. I could have gone further. I don't know. I did when I first started gaining weight, you know, like I was at 150 was about a normal weight. 160 is a good weight for me, I think. And I started approaching 200 and I kept going, oh, well, surely hitting 200 will shock me to stop this. And, you know, I hit 200, 205. And then I'm going, well, surely 225 will do it. Well, hit 225, 230. Surely 250 will do it. And then I'm 275. I'm going, well, surely 300 pounds will do it. So it's just that craziness. So I'm just so grateful I got to come back. And I came back probably a year and a half ago, got a sponsor right away. And the sponsor, it was such, you know, I want to back up with, I came into 12 steps thinking I was an atheist. I had tried to find God when I was a kid. I grew up in, my dad was an alcoholic. So, you know, I grew up with all that fun in the dysfunction. And so as a kid, I knew, and my parents both were pretty anti-religious. And so, you know, we're just living life. And so I went looking for God, couldn't find God when I, you know, where do you find God? Well, I went to a church and just didn't find God. So I thought, well, there I am, I'm on my own. But coming into a 12-step program, I met my higher power. And it has been a constant daily journey of coming to rely on and have experience with power that does for me what I cannot do for myself. So it's not me that stops eating. I mean, there are times I get to make a choice, but it's really aided through my higher power. So one more time here, back in OA, and so I got the sponsor. And the first time in OA, this woman and I had been in a play together for the OA convention that was held in Sacramento back then. And OA members were, you know, part of it. Was a great play having to do with food, you know, and recovery. And and I really liked her, you know, but so we all got together to do this play. And so fast forward to a year and a half ago, and I'm like, I need to get back. I'm back in OA. And I heard this woman's share, and she had time, and I called her to, I didn't know who she was. She had a different name, and her sharing on Zoom, I came back in Zoom days, her sharing was blocked off, so I didn't see her face. And I just called her and, are you available to sponsor me? Turns out she was that woman we acted with, and she had changed her name. So it was like such a God shot that, you know, I had liked her, and, you know, lots of recovery in a way. Well, trudging with her, working the steps, especially resentments and fears, I began to be able to let go and, you know, come in higher power, let go of my main heroin, alcoholic food substance, you know. And that was about in April of the COVID year. What's that? 2021. And so, you know, I'm slowly, you know, I got to release a pound or two here and there. I'm not doing the main substance. And then on October 12th of this year, I just got blessed. It was like, I am so done futzing around. And I went back to the food I was eating the first time. And my sponsor calls it my freedom food, because indeed, when I eat this food, I have no cravings and I don't want to really overeat. I mean, I eat and I'm full and I'm satisfied. And then I don't eat again until I'm hungry. And so I have, since October 13th, I have been, that's that blessedly abstinent, you know, and it's not any white knuckling. It's like a thought may occur to me. Maybe that sounds good. And it's like, no, I don't want to. I mean, and that's really rare, but it's like, no, I have my food. And so for today, my first food day in my abstinence again, I am not like sweating it. It's like, I know my food, my freedom food. I don't want to get locked back into that prison of that craving and that, what am I going to eat? And today I am looking forward to seeing my family. It's like, and not all the food that everybody's going to be bringing. I was going to bring my own food, but then I thought, you know, there's plenty of vegetable. I'm basically a vegan, and I do like it emotionally wise. I like being vegan, but it's the food that nourishes me. And I love vegetables. So, I mean, it's, I don't ever overeat, you know, broccoli or salad or, you know, but I get very full and I get the nutrition. And so I know there's going to be plenty of like vegetarian stuff. There may be very, very maybe twice, three times I've eaten some dairy products, but they don't call me and I don't really want to. So I'm just with higher power. So that's pretty much what I have to share. It's all about God. I love God stories. Is that time? Oh, no, you said, oh, all about God. You betcha. And these steps. So, you know, my sponsor would always say, so any fears or resentments, I'm like, no. And then I talk about something that, well, that's annoying. Oh, that's a resentment. And then I could find how there's a fear underneath all that stuff. It's so amazing to me. And so, you know, clean house, trust God, and do what's in front of me. And this God thing is so amazing to me because, again, I thought I was an atheist. And then I have met a higher power. And I tried to do a religious God. You know, I went to church. I've been baptized three times, you know, and that just doesn't work for me. My higher power. And for the first time, thank you so much for the warning. For the first time this year, for probably since about April or May, I have been meditating almost daily for the first time in my entire 12-step journey. And I used to hate the 11-step prayer when it would come up, you know, monthly meetings and we talk about it, because it's like, that is my weakest link. I just, you know, I've meditated once every 5 years or something like that. And so I'm formally actually meditating for 10 minutes a day. And at first it was really awful because I'm, you know, monkey mind and everything. And now I'm starting to get that there's that calm or there's something. But especially again, the 12 steps in this program introduce me to this power greater than me, because I don't stop eating without my higher power. I don't change my mom, if you could change your attitude, if just a little, you know, and I was just like, if I could do it, well, I've been given an attitude of gratitude here, just as it happens. And I am beyond grateful for that. I don't have a lot of stinking thinking anymore. And I was consumed with it. I was very unhappy, you know, and learning to connect with, again, my higher power, who does for me what I can't do myself. So I love God stories, which are, to me, that's all about gratitude. One of my I have many favorite God stories. I'll just share one and close. And it's not necessarily to do with food, because my whole food story is a God story. But 2007, I bought this car and it was fine. And my car payments were $600 a month, which was fine. I had the money. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. But then my employer, the state of California, went into the furlough thing and they, you know, dinged our pay 15%. Well, there went my car payment. It's like, oh no. And so for 6 months, I got another job on the weekends. So for 6 months, I'm working 7 days a week. I'm making my car payment. Come September, I do not have the money. I don't know what to do. I'm like, God, I don't know what to do. I don't have the money. I can't sell the car because I still owed more than what I could sell it for. I couldn't repo the car because, I'm still owing for the car. The day before the car payment was due, somebody hit me. They ran their red light and flipped my car 7 times. And I came to a stop. And lots of funny, interesting things during that, because over the period of a few months, I went into slow-mo and I could, because at first it's like, oh God, this is it. I'm going to die. And all the things that, you know, I thought of. And I saw a white light, but it was put it together. It was the airbag hitting my face. Anyway, so my son was with me. The car got totaled. We were not hurt. I had a little, seatbelt bruise. The car got paid off. I had the insurance that paid for it. Plus I had $1,200 left over to buy another car. And I just went, Higher power, how clever are you? Thank you so much. I can go on and on. I wish everyone blessings today. Enjoy the day. It really is just another day, which I'm really grateful for that. And I am interested to hear your stories, your shares, if you got a God story or anything on your mind. Thank you. Mwah. Blessings.
Thank you, Donnelly. Thank you for sharing your